Man, that was terrible.
I know, that was pretty dang awful. It just seems like Hollywood's running out of ideas. They're recycling a lot of old things.
Yeah, it really does. But you know what? You know what would really make this better? And why can't we do it too?
I think we could do it, man.
So do I.
Movie Jumble.
Oh, yeah!
Everybody, and this is John here, sitting here with my co-host, Brandino.
I am Brandino, the king of Nerdfoo.
That's right, the king of Nerdfoo. And hello, everyone, and welcome to Movie Jumble. This is the show where we take different bad movies or TV shows, and we actually take them and the storylines, and we jumble them up and see if we can make a better story or plot line. Or any of that good stuff. So, yeah, we definitely, this is something we definitely get a lot of kicks out of. And I know we're hoping that y'all will enjoy it, too.
Yeah, I'm hoping eventually this catches on and we can get some, like, listener involvement and have listeners send us picks of, like, two or three movies that are, you know, terrible movies. And we'll see if we can make it better.
That's right. That is my general hope that, like you said, we can have other people also include bad movies in hopes that we can jumble them together, get some listener interaction going on while we're doing it. But as of right now, we have a couple of decent movies to start out with. I think we're going to do Ghost Rider, Seabiscuit, and Hot Rod. We're going to combine those three movies today. Now, I'm not saying Seabiscuit's a bad movie, but I'm going to use it to make these other movies better. But before we hop into that, we're going to go ahead and just kind of get into, about us. You know, what's been going on with you this week, man?
Well, a couple of things from work. One of them was that, you know, I was walking down the aisles there and I asked a gentleman if he needed help, because he had a confused look on his face, and he said he didn't need any help, and I kept going, and I was walking, and I turned around, and I noticed he was staring at me, like, looking dead at me, like, in the face, and, are you sure you don't need anything, bud? No, I'm good. He just keeps looking at me, like, he's staring right through me. I'm thinking, man, fucking keep watching, I'm gonna do tricks here in a minute.
Uh-huh.
That's all that happened with that. It was just weird.
He just kept staring.
Yeah, it was just weird. I'm like, what? And like, cause I walk away to another aisle, and I come back, and I had seen him where he looked back at the shelf and was looking. When I walked back, he looks up at me and just stares at me. And I keep going.
This guy was trying to ghost ride you. He was giving you the stare of justice.
He was giving me the soul stare.
I love how that worked into this theme just inadvertently.
The other funny story that I have was, like, somebody came in and did, like, a they weren't being serious, but it was kind of a practical joke on me, and then, like, I got them to do it to a manager there because I thought it was hilarious. Just to see their reaction. Because dude walks up to me and he was like, hey man, I've been looking around here for a while and I can't find what I'm looking for. I'm looking for this certain kind of tape. And I was like, oh yeah, what are we looking for? Yeah, I'm looking for sex tape.
Sex tape.
Yeah, I'm looking for a sex tape. Like, okay. Oh. I was like, I don't think we're going to find that here in Home Depot, but.
Did you tell him what kind? What kind of sex tape? The hardcore kind, the softcore kind. Did you want some for bondage?
Well,
possibly some autoerotic asphyxiation.
What I thought was,
he'd been like, what?
What I thought was funny was I got him to go ask, like, one of the managers there the same question. I was like, hey, go over there and ask them the same question. I just want to see their reaction. So he goes over there and asks the manager the same question. And all of a sudden, I see the manager's face just turn red and he walked away. It was pretty funny.
Did he catch on to the fact that he was asking for something stupid after you were talking?
Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
Okay. You're just like, but I don't think we're going to find any sex tape here. And you're like, he's like, really? And you're like, yeah, it's not really something we sell inside of a hardware department.
Oh, wait, that reminds me. You said sex tape, and it reminded me of this. Another something kind of funny that happened at work.
Hey, everybody better watch out or I'm going to start sending out dick pics.
There was a... there was
not really mean guitar picks that say dick on them.
Every now and then at work, we get these like lists of things. Like it's a contractor that has a list of supplies they need for a job. And it has, like their name at the top of it. And you have to go through and basically you go through and you pick everything they need and you set it to the side so they can just come in and get it later. And I was doing one of these, and I happened to look at the top of the paper, and the dude's name at the top of the paper is Mr. Hands.
I thought he died.
I thought he died, too.
Oh, wait, I forgot. There was a big news report after that, or at least there was the thing where the dude that is Mr. Hands came on and was like, I'm not dead.
I didn't die. I was like, wait. I had to do like a double take. I was like, did that say Mr. Hands?
It should have said Miss Blue Waffle. That's terrible.
But yeah, what about you, man? Anything crazy with you?
Oh, man. If I could remember half of the fucking names that I see from people on a daily basis, I could make an entire show up of just that. I mean, literally, I have seen IP Freely. I have seen like,
Crazy shit like that happens at work. I pull up my phone and I open the memo app and I make a little note of it because I know I will never remember it.
I'm gonna have to start doing that because like the company like I say I work for, we do a lot of internet sales, so you see a lot of these people's names that they put in for shipments, and some of them are clearly not real names. Like, it's just, like, abundantly clear. Like, some of them are literally made up, and some of them are, like, actual names. And some of the funniest ones are people's real names.
Right? Like, that woman whose name is Thumbelina?
The one that made me laugh today, as a matter of fact, specifically, is I was just talking about the movie Clue, and then I shipped an item shipped to a Mrs. Body.
Okay.
And I died. I was like, the coincidence here is just unfathomable. The fact that I was just talking about that movie and then I ship an item to a Mrs. Body.
Hey, man, Clue's a good movie.
Clue's a great movie.
And yet I know
I love
people
that movie.
Who hate it.
God, those people suck.
I don't know. It's all in the performance of the actors in that movie. So,
well, you know what? The performance of the actors in that movie is fantastic, and you cannot hate on Tim Curry at any point. And if you don't like the movie Clue, there's something wrong with you, not that movie.
The acting in that movie is far superior to any of these movies we're about to jumble.
Oh, by far, sir. All right, we're actually going to hop into the movie jumble right after a quick promo break, and then we're going to come back and hop into it. So, all right.
All right, here we go.
Hello, we are from Netflix and Swill Podcast. Let me review Netflix shows for you, please. It would mean so much to me if you let me review Netflix for you. Somebody's got to review them. Why can't it be me?
Come on, let the boy review Netflix shows for you.
Hi, hello, are you good? Good. Let me drink crappy alcohol and make jokes for you. I'm already going to be reviewing Netflix for you. Just say yes to me drinking crappy alcohol. Honestly and sincerely, I'd like to make jokes for you to laugh at.
He's a good, hard-working boy. Let him drink some beer and make jokes.
Please don't make me watch the one-star movies.
He's a nice boy! Watch your own damn shitty movies! For God's sake!
Download Netflix and Swill, please. I'll put all our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and Podbean. Please download our episodes. I already started watching the one-star movies. If you didn't want to listen to our show, why'd you let me watch the one-star movies?
Can we stop this cruel game and allow the boy to keep one shred of dignity? For God's sake! I can't stand to see him in all this pain! So just listen to Netflix and Swill! For the love of God, let the boy review Netflix for you!
Woo! All right. So this is going to be fun. So, like I said, we're going to take Hot Rod and, specifically, we're going to use Ghost Rider as the base. And mix in Hot Rod and UC Biscuit as well to improve upon this movie. So, started off, this is the way I see it. So, Johnny Blaze, fresh off of an actual, like, accident that has caused him to make a strange deal with the devil.
A.K.A. Nicolas Cage is Johnny Blaze. So.
Yes, A.K.A. Nicolas Cage is Johnny Blaze. The devil will be played by Matthew McConaughey.
I like it.
So it's already made a vast improvement. All right, so the devil plays Matthew McConaughey, to which he has made a deal with him that he shall become, you know, take over the general role of Ghost Rider as per se. Well, the thing about it is that Nicolas Cage does not have a motorcycle in this movie. He does have a horse, and it is Seabiscuit. And it turns out that Johnny Blaze is actually one of the world's most renowned jockeys.
Okay.
And he hears tale through his life that his father used to be a stuntman. And he is really wanting to get into the world of stunt jumps. But he wants to use his horse and not a motorbike. He wants to actually be able to use Seabiscuit to jump these obstacles. Upon which, when he becomes Ghost Rider, he decides that him and Seabiscuit shall now jump at least 15 hordes of buses.
That's right.
Every Tuesday night.
That's like,
and Thursdays.
So it's like, instead of Seabiscuit trying to win the Triple Crown races in this movie, they're trying to break like world records for like Daredevil stunts.
No. Here's the thing. Seabiscuit is already the world's fastest horse. As
okay.
Ghost Rider horse, he is now the world's and otherworldly most fastest horse.
Okay.
So this is now the fastest horse in the universe. So therefore, he not only wins the Triple Crown by day, but he jumps hordes of buses by night.
I'm trying to picture this horse jumping hordes of buses. It doesn't have wings.
He's not a Pegasus, but he has such an astounding leap that he clears them every time until they bring in a 16th bus. To which they have a horrendous troubled accident.
I feel like it would be funnier if, like, the horse, like, even though it's like the ghost, it's Ghost Rider and it's a horse, it doesn't, like, the horse's hooves or anything doesn't actually catch on fire until it's already off the ramp in the air, so it's like a rocket thruster.
Kinda, it's one of those things where he goes down the ramp, hits it, and as he hits the end of the ramp, the feet flame up, and he hits like an extra boost. The same such, as a matter of fact, during one of the Derby races, he leaves a trail of fire behind him.
Okay,
because he hits a speed boost. Now the whole thing here is during this entire time, you learn that Nicolas Cage actually, his mother and father are still alive, and by father I mean stepfather. Who has constantly teased him to not being a man, which he constantly makes fun of his shitty mustache, because Nicolas Cage can't grow a mustache. He grows like these little specks of like shit hair just on the top of his lip.
I feel like that could be a movie all into itself that Nicolas Cage would probably accept at some point. Nicolas Cage in The Mustache.
I could see that. But, he's constantly teased by his stepfather, to which they are then put into brute battles of force, which he is bested upon each time by his stepfather.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And during this period in time, you continuously have a couple of flashbacks as he, sob stories about his actual dad. And he pulls out a picture, and we go into a flashback, and it turns out his dad is actually Danny Masterson.
I like it.
Oh, wait, sorry. His dad is actually Danny McBride.
Danny McBride, yeah. I like
Danny McBride.
I like it.
And he is actually a stunt man and coordinator. He also builds ramps.
Okay.
So basically, he's the do-it-all stunt man. He died in a tragic moped accident.
Was he doing a stunt?
No, unfortunately, he was just riding down the road, hit some ducks.
Oh, yeah.
And had an unforeseeable accident that was then later relayed to Nicolas Cage that he died during a fiery jump of pure
death.
Excitement and titillation.
I feel like somewhere in here that Nicolas Cage's character... We need a villain. We need like a rival character here. And I feel like what we should do for this rival character is build up an unknown actor, you know, and for some reason this guy has to be Swedish and he has to talk like the Swedish chef the whole time. It's going to be played by Bjornsbjorn, the actor that I just made up.
So we're going to have Bjornsbjorn, the puppet chef from the Muppets.
I didn't say he had to be Swedish Chef. I said he has to talk like
him. I don't see why he shouldn't be. I don't see why this movie couldn't include Bjornsbjorn.
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 I laugh every time I say that. It's so ridiculous.
Now, he happens to... Bjornsbjorn was actually the sidekick to... I believe Danny McBride's father character. That's what causes the actual issues with most of his jump ramps, as the fact that they are also sponsored by IKEA.
We gotta have it in there. IKEA.
IKEA.
Damn you, so, IKEA.
Right? Cause the whole thing. Well, the moped was an IKEA moped, so that could explain the...
It didn't actually have an engine. It's just wheels and a metal body.
It was missing the brakes.
I imagine
had everything but the actual brakes.
Like, I imagine there's this. If it had no motor, there's a scene where he just goes off the ramp and just falls like 5 foot from the ramp and hits the front wheel and just falls over.
You know what? Maybe that should be it. Maybe he should go up the ramp. The ramp slightly break due to the fact that it was sponsored by IKEA. He makes a 5 foot drop onto the ground with his moped with no engine that he was clearly just pushing with his feet, going with his mouth.
And he lands in some ducks and dies.
He falls off of the ramp, lands into a pile of ducks, to which the moped then explodes.
Yes, the moped has to explode because it has no engine. It is at this point that we pan back and we see.
Well, the thing is, it may not have no engine, but it didn't stop him from actually putting gas in the moped. And the fact that he was smoking didn't help either.
So it's a fiery death of duck feathers.
It was a duck feathers and Danny McBride and moped IKEA pieces everywhere.
It is at this point that we pan back and we see Bjornsbjorn with an evil grin on his face as he rips off his top and bottom, because he has tearaway clothes on, to reveal an IKEA jumpsuit. He actually works for IKEA.
So, yeah, we realized it was all a setup, because Bjornsbjorn actually was brought into the IKEA family. He was suckered in.
Well,
I was promised the good life.
If you couldn't tell, I was leading up to this because we made him Swedish.
Well, I expected it. I expected nothing less. So we pan back and we have Nicolas Cage talking to what is his sweetheart, who is, who's somebody terrible, Kathy Griffith.
Kathy Bates. She's not terrible. It'd just be weird.
It'd be kind of weird to be good. All right. So we pan back in, and Nicolas Cage is also sitting there, having just explained the story of what happened to his father, to his then try to be on off again girlfriend, Kathy Bates, known as Monica.
Known as Monica?
Yeah, known as Monica.
I thought it would be, like, you gotta, like, combine Veronica and Monica, but it's Vermonica.
There you go, it's Vermonica. She loves to play the harmonica. It's fucking stupid. That's fucking stupid. But from there, Nicolas Cage is set out to find and defeat his adversary of the man that killed his father, Bjornsbjorn.
I'm dying.
And in his heed of winning the Kentucky Derby, trying that one time, he is attacked by demons, thus turning into Ghost Rider during the race.
And winning by doing the soul stare to everybody.
Yes, by doing the soul stare at everyone. And, of course, whipping chains at all of the other riders and such. And, of course, most of the crowd flees in panic.
Well, I was going to say, much to the Ghost Rider's dismay, when the race is over and he wins and he reverts back to his normal form, he has noticed that he's done the soul stare for so long that it's actually killed most of the audience.
Well, it... that means the audience was terrible. But then again, they're at a track. So maybe there's something to it. I don't know. I'm just saying.
The track was illegitimately ran by the mob.
Well, it turns out, yeah, the track is illegitimately run by the mob, which is actually run by an offshoot of Matthew McConaughey, the devil.
That's right.
So all of the mob is actually demons.
That's right.
And they've all been, and as a matter of fact, and Bjornsbjorn turns out to be the devil's brother.
Okay.
Thus
making him Ghost Rider's uncle.
Thus making him Ghost Rider. Well, no, he's just, Bjornsbjorn was just Danny McBride's right-hand man.
I thought you said he was his brother.
No, he was his right-hand man.
Okay, all right, understand.
And turns out he's actually the devil's brother. And after defeating all of the Kentucky Derby and winning by just a hair.
Okay.
Because apparently the last kill was made on the final go-around right before they crossed the line.
Okay. So he beats Bjornsbjorn.
So we get a small flash freeze frame of Ghost Rider going across the finish line.
At the Kentucky Derby.
At the Kentucky Derby.
As the whole crowd stands are aflame and people are burning to death.
And as a matter of fact, so then we finally get to what is the general standoff between Matthew McConaughey and Nicolas Cage. For what should be the showdown for him trying to get a hold of Bjornsbjorn. So we have this, and as a matter of fact, Nicolas Cage, you know, he is already, he's been trying to get to Bjornsbjorn, and he has finally cornered him in this final little bit of a showdown, and of course he is beating Bjornsbjorn senseless at that very moment with a chain from IKEA.
I like it. I like
because,
it.
Because he actually is now beating, he thought he would add insult to injury by beating the man from IKEA with a chain from IKEA.
But then the chain breaks.
But then the chain breaks upon this, and he then is in the process of about to give the soul stare to Bjornsbjorn when Matthew McConaughey shows up to defend his brother.
So Matthew McConaughey shows up to defend his brother, and then the devil and Bjornsbjorn are fighting Ghost Rider, and he's holding his own for a little bit, but then he starts to get defeated, the devil starts to get the upper hand, and there's an all-out fight for a while, and, you know, you have a big scene with lots of explosions and ramp jumping for no reason, And they settle on a...
Wait.
Go ahead.
All right, I got to add this in. So the devil and Nicolas Cage's character, final showdown, is a two-man, half-mile race of death.
Okay.
Is basically what you're telling me. Filled with obstacles, jumps, ramps, and all sorts of flaming explosions.
Correct. But I would say at this point, when you get to that point, that Ghost Rider has actually defeated Bjorn Spjorn and, like, banished him back to hell. That way it's just a singular showdown between him and the devil.
Yeah, I didn't mention it, but yeah, that should be what happens. As a matter of fact, Nicolas Cage as Matthew McConaughey as the devil shows up. They confront each other for a moment. He then gives Bjorn Spjorn the soul stare anyway, which sets him aflame, then, you know, sets in motion to hear your idea of the race of death.
There's more to this idea, but go ahead. I'll let you take the race of death, and then I want the very, very end.
Oh, I thought you were going to get me in with the race of death, man, with all the jumps and the explosions.
No,
and
you take the race of death. Go for it.
Ah, fuck. So we get down to the half-mile race of death. Of course, the devil then shoots has a female demon pop up from the ground. They explain the rules, and only... what can be explained is a Fast and the Furious type situation.
Okay.
And they are to complete the half mile course within quicker than the other one while at the same time getting through each one of these obstacles. Now, each time that they go through, each one of the obstacles thus is either a jump, and it's actually the entire thing is actually through a mountain range. So we're going through the mountain range. As a matter of fact, so we're getting it. The one gets up, you know, the devil gets up a little bit. Ghost Rider gets up a little bit. You know, we're hitting all the jumps. As a matter of fact, they jump. They come across one ledge in a cliff. They bounce. You know, they hit one side of a mountain and bounce off of it and continue to go. And as they hit that mountain, it explodes and causes an avalanche behind them. At the same time, in front of them are hordes of demons that have been brought up from the underworld and fire and brimstone as well as they continue to go from different things, trying to stop Ghost Rider from getting in front of the devil. But of course, with great ease and fashion, he manages through the obstacles. And at the final throes of the last moment of the race, they both come across at exactly the same time. Freeze frame.
Okay, before I
freeze frame to make sure we get a freeze frame picture shot,
right,
of them coming across the finish line. Yeah, the tie.
So
if someone says let's go to the cameras, we have a shot.
Okay, so I have just something to add real quick. You could cut this out later, but I find the image of a Fast and Furious style race on a horse hilarious.
As do I, sir. As do I.
All right. So freeze frame. All right.
The best part is when you actually like go drifting on the horse.
So his legs just start turning like wheels. They go all the way around.
Yeah, it starts like cartoon turning.
All right. So for the very end of this movie, the very end of this movie, since the race was a tie right after the freeze frame, what are they going to do now? He didn't really win. Is his soul forfeit to the devil? No, because the love of his life, Kathy Bates, shows up, Vermonica, and wins Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider's soul back by beating the devil in a harmonica contest.
You son of a bitch. That was great.
Harmonica the Harmonica is actually Harmonica the hero the
harmonica
of the movie.
Turns out to be the hero of Ghost Rider. Yes, a final musical showdown to win his soul in a country style harmonica battle. To which she plays Devil Went Down to Georgia.
which shouldn't be able to be played on a harmonica because I don't think anybody's that fast.
You don't get to be called Vermonica the harmonica for nothing.
That's right.
It's not just because you're carrying the damn harmonica.
All right, so that's the end of the movie. She wins his soul back. Devil goes back to hell, is defeated in Matthew McConaughey fashion.
That's right.
He's like, he's like, you won. All right, all right, all right.
I was going to say, he's like, all right, well, you have actually won this battle. All right, well, I'll take my butt straight back to hell. All right, you ain't got to blow the dusty wind off this old tin bucket to get the point across. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Right.
So we got to set this up because it's a Marvel-ish movie. So we got to set up something for the sequel in the after credit scene. And the after credit scene is very short. It's just,
that is right. We all, you always got to make sure to have that after credit.
It's very scene. Short. It's just right at the very, very end there.
It turns out, I've got a good one.
Very, very end there. As they're walking away from the race to go home, Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider happens to look over at Kathy's harmonica, and emblazoned on the top of the harmonica, which he never noticed before, is the IKEA logo.
Okay.
And the fact that she was able to play this harmonica without it breaking must mean that she's a demon.
I was even, dude, our minds were on a lot of the same level, because I was about to say, so the final after credit scene is, you know, of course, you know, you see Nicolas Cage with Kathy, and they've just, you know, kissed, and he's like, so thank you so much for saving me. And she's like, oh, I love you. And he goes, and as he walks away, you see, like you say, the IKEA symbol logo on top of the harmonica, and her eyes light a flare. Because it turns out Kathy is actually the ultimate evil.
It wasn't Nicholas.
Yes, Kathy.
It wasn't.
Was actually the devil. It wasn't Matthew McConaughey. Yes.
The whole thing was a ploy.
Yep. Turns out the whole thing was a setup.
By Vermonica the harmonica.
Woo!
I like it.
I like it.
That's a five-star movie.
That's at least a six-star movie.
Write the script. Do it.
Maybe might be negative 6 stars, but god damn it, it's 6 stars. All right, everybody. Yeah, no, that shit's great, man. This has been really fun. I think we've put together a solid movie. What we have forgot to name our title.
Oh, we did. We
forgot to name the movie this time, man. We forgot to Seabiscuit and the Hot Ghost Rods. Sponsored by IKEA.
How about I was gonna say go that sounds more like a porn, never mind. I was gonna say Ghost Rods, but
well, isn't that what I just said?
No, you said
the Hot Ghost Rods.
Ghost Rods. You did say that. That does sound kind of like a porn name.
So it does. A little bit. Seabiscuit and the Hot Ghost Rod sounds a little bit like bestiality. Should probably not do that. But then again, it gets to be sponsored by IKEA, and I don't know what those I don't know what they're into. You know, I'm not gonna get into it. But I don't know, man.
How about just Ghost? This would be the third one, right? This would be Ghost Rider.
No. This is, I guess it would be.
Ghost Rider 3, Seabiscuit's Revenge.
No. Well, this is an entire retelling of the original Ghost Rider film. Okay. So this is like a restart of the franchise. So there's no need for any type of sequel setup. So I got it.
Okay.
All right. Stick with me.
Okay.
All right. Ghost Biscuit, the Rods of Hot Revenge.
Still kind of pornish, but funny. Can't just use rods. But anyway, I like that. I like that name.
I'm going with that one. I don't care. Ghost Biscuits and the Hot Rods of Revenge.
And then
sponsored by IKEA.
And then sponsored by IKEA, of course. And then you have to ask, featuring Vermonica the Harmonica and Bjorn Spjorn.
I don't know, man. I feel like it should be more like and things are gonna blow, Bjorn. Is it sponsored by IKEA? Tagline: things are gonna go blow harder than expected. The tunes, the sultry tunes of country. Oh wait, sorry, the sultry tunes of justice.
I feel like the sequel.
There we
like
go.
We set up a sequel. I feel like this. If we ever come back to this, the sequel should be. It should be a Bjorn story. Like, you have flashbacks, and you come back to him, and it all ends up with him trying to get his revenge on Ghost Rider by having, while Ghost Rider is on his horse, he challenges him to a ski race in the Swiss Alps.
On the horse.
On the horse.
So.
And Bjorn,
Bjorn's on a horse as well?
No, Bjorn is on a hot rod, but the hot rod is on skis.
Yes,
and it has like all the flames and shit blowing out of it, like on Mad Max. But it's like not really helping.
It doesn't technically.
It's just for visual. Effect. It's actually melting the snow, so it might make it worse.
Well, that's the...
And then Ghost Rider's on a horse, so if his snow melts, he can just gallop away.
Well, no. He's on skis. So the hope is that he gets in front of Ghost Rider, melts the snow, and slows him down. So Bjorn stays on a fresh powder track, but yet Ghost Rider is forced to try to ski in sludge.
All right, I don't want to get too much into it, but just keep that one on the back burner.
Yeah, let's keep that in the back. That's great. That's already a good idea. I think that's pretty much the solid sequel. I don't even know if we need to come up with any more for that. Ghost Rider 2, Bjorn.
It's killing me because every time I think of Bjorn and he has any dialogue, it's Swedish F.
That's what I've been thinking too. And he always he continues to have the hat on. like even in the ski match, he's like wearing like, you know, like the ski like toboggan, but he's got his chef's hat on top of the toboggan.
He has a giant chef's hat on that says IKEA on it.
Oh, that's great. But, oh, this is fantastic. All right, I think we've gone long enough on this.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. So this has been fantastic. We've really, really enjoyed this. We hope you've enjoyed it. As a matter of fact, you can find us at Movie Jumble Up on Twitter. You can find us at moviejumbleup.com. And Podomatic and iTunes. Apple Podcasts. And if you would like to, you know, submit any movies for us to jumble up, just freely kind of contact us, whether it be on Twitter or Facebook or by email. That would also be moviejumbleup@gmail.com. And then
I guess it doesn't necessarily even have to be bad movies. If you just want us to mix two movies and see what we can do with it.
Yeah, I mean, I keep saying bad movies, whatever, but just movies in general. Just any particular thing you might want to hear us jumble up and see if we can make something funny out of it. Make better.
It's been my experience that it tends to be funnier if it's two really bad movies or three.
It does. It tends to be better as long as at least one of those movies is terrible. At least one or all of them. But all right, everybody, this has been fantastic. We've really enjoyed it. And this has been Movie Jumble Up, and we'll talk to you later.